Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez has a different view of that story. Welcome back to the show. I know you've been on in the past, and I applaud the fact that you do have public meetings, because everyone wants access to their alder person, and you're always welcome on this show to dispute what has been said or to share what you're doing. So you took exception with our guest yesterday. What is the main point of contention?
Thank you, Lisa, and I appreciate that you're allowing us to respond. I do think is important, especially these days, that we have the ability to clarify it and respond directly to any issues. We, as you know, in Pilsen, probably we are one of the communities that host some of the most meetings in the city. We're always open to the media, available, and that's what it was important for me to clarify. That's what I'm here. In this particular case, I think, there was not such a thing as infringement of First Amendment rights. There were reporters that were welcome to the school. I think that it was also important to recognize that upon the beginning of the meeting, it was clear that because of the sensitivity, and as you know, it's very difficult in our community right now in terms of privacy and confidentiality, it was agreed upon not to take photos or filming. Most reporters comply. I think in the case of Francia, maybe, you know, again, she did not, ahead of time, we were not even aware that she'll be taking photos or recording. And other reporters did not have any issues with that. I think that's the key part that has been omitted on this story, that this is not an issue of anybody asking her to leave, but rather people who felt uncomfortable with a camera was taking out in a meeting that was really difficult. There were tragedies, there was already murders in the area. And, we respect the right of people to consent if they want to be filmed or recording, especially at these times. So that's what I want to be clear. We continue and we always be protecting First Amendment rights. And reporters always have a door policy. I do think also important to respect people on the right to privacy. And that was really it. I mean, the fact that we were clear that recording or pictures in this meeting that was already difficult, We asked for that consideration, and there were reporters on the room already.
Yeah, and I think if people aren't familiar with the story, it's about a bar that's in your ward where there have been some killings outside that bar, and neighbors have raised concern, and so you were addressing that. And I know that you ran on transparency, so I would hope that you always support the media to cover what is happening about informing the residents, you know, and giving them a chance to amplify their voices and share that. Was she told to stop taking pictures, or was she told to leave the meeting?
Well, when she took out her camera, I think several residents around felt uncomfortable. It got the attention of my chief of staff, who promptly went to talk to her, and she was asked not to take photos. In fact, with Francia herself, who said, "Well, should I leave?" And in the middle of a meeting, you know, my staff said, "Well, if that's what you choose to leave," and she left. There was no forceful or demand to leave. I think that I do take issue with that characterization. In fact, it was barely noticed. She said at the beginning of the meeting that I even greeted her and we walked in together. And at the beginning, maybe the assumption was we talked to other reporters that media was going to be allowed to go in, but not to take photos or recording.
But
I do think that it is a mischaracterization, and really a stretch also then to send an email without checking the facts to say that, and comparing us with Trump and others. I think, it is a stretch. I think for us, always the protection of First Amendment rights. And I think I'm surprised that this agenda, I think that you said it was honestly and should be about the safety of our residents, about violence, ended up being a completely different agenda, that I think that is an agenda that is carried by the same billionaires in Washington that want to divide my community, an immigrant community. And I tell you, the media is always welcome, will continue to be welcome, and First Amendment rights are alive and well in the 25th Ward.
Alderman, are you saying that it was her idea to leave the meeting?
That's what exactly she said to my chief of staff. She said, "Should I leave the meeting then?" And you know, she was told not to take the camera out. My office did not object to her decision to leave the meeting or not. That is, but to say that we demanded her to leave the room, you know, or ask, and I think other reporters who were in the meeting, there were two other reporters already in the meeting who complied and respected or the wishes of the residents and or office Alden. To have privacy in this difficult conversation. So the characterization of us infringing on First Amendment rights is simply false and malicious.
Alderman, I've got two ears, so I've been using both and I'm talking to a representative of Block Club as you're speaking. He says you're not telling the truth. He said that you did not bring up the camera with the reporter and that's just not true.
Well, I think, look, I have had really good conversations with and good relationships with Block Club. This is the first time that, you know, such a characterization of the events when, you know, other reporters are in the room and I greeted the same reporter had to come into the room. I just don't think that this is a really difficult choice to see that the sequence of events just simply don't match the reality versus the illusions and delusions of the billionaire class that seem to be interested.
Well, honestly, Alderman, I've not followed this story closely. I'm just coming to this and I'm talking to the Block Club people. But I don't think a billionaire was involved in this. This was a reporter who says she was told to leave the meeting. And you were the subject of the meeting, and you say that it was her idea to leave the meeting. Now, someone's not telling the truth.
Well, I think the reporter is not telling the truth. I think that the reporter is certainly stretching this, you know, story to be a First Amendment right story, which simply is not. I think that it is clear that I greeted her. She said yesterday in your show that I greeted her in the mm-hmm. meeting. I welcomed her into the meeting. I was there with the principal of the school, said, you know, we can take the interviews right in the store, in the front of the school, which I did with a few of the media outlets. And, you know, when there was someone who took out a camera, when we saw that everybody have agreed not to take photos, my chief of staff just went to her to address that. It was clear that people felt uncomfortable. Perhaps the reporter felt it was better for her to leave. But for her to say that we demanded her to leave or that somehow have some kind of retaliatory policy against Block Club, I have great relationships with the reporters at Block Club. It's just simply not true.
And so you just stated that you welcome anybody at these public meetings, but you're telling people, or maybe you should tell them in advance, because it seems that she did not understand in advance there would be no photos. But you contend this was a public meeting and everyone is welcome, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you can see that there were people even outside the area, because this was a very hyper-local issue with the neighbors within 500 feet or so, but everybody was welcome, including reporters. They was welcome. What I think we can agreed upon, and I think ethical standards of reporting, that if someone says, look, it's better not to take photos, and I think that was communicated in advance to the reporters who confirmed their presence. I assumed that everybody was aware of it. If she wasn't aware of it, I think that it was the best thing to do is to clarify that with the chief of staff. But for her to leave voluntarily the meeting and then say that we are infringing on First Amendment rights is an omission of the truth. That just simply didn't happen. I mean, we have reporters already in the meeting. There was coverage of the meeting. There was a meeting, in fact, at our office. It's not because it's mandated. We wanted the neighbors to participate and talk to these business owners. There were an hour and a half of public comment, and we welcome reporters. There was coverage. There was coverage of this issue in at least two Spanish media outlets and Block Club. I just don't understand how this becomes an infringement of First Amendment rights, and that's what I think that the billionaire class is interested in making this an issue on First Amendment rights, something that trivializing such a big issue and putting us and comparing us with Trump, an immigrant community that is focused of even harassment by
right-wing
right. extremists.
There is no comparison of Trump. My indication was I feel, and I'm not a journalist, Alderman. I'm not. I'm a show host. Steve's a journalist. But I just feel like the press is being denied access on so many levels. And so that's what I found concerning. And you're telling me that's not anything I need to be concerned about, nor should anyone else, that you welcome the press. And I welcome that statement. I think that's important.
I will say in the Alderman's defense that I've been in meetings of sensitive sensitive nature where you do come to an understanding that you're not going to show pictures or you're not going to record video or things like that. So the texters and others who think that's completely outrageous, there are times when that happens.
Yeah, I think, like I said, to your point, you know, we welcome it. I think that's what I'm here because I want to make sure that the people, and again, throughout my years as an older person, I think it's important that the media know. And Blue Club reporters have come and continue to come to our meetings, and they're welcome. I do think, to your point, when there are sensitivities, especially when there are murders, victims of gun violence, and people asking to maintain confidentiality, especially in an immigrant community, I do think there's also, you know, journalists, oftentimes give us a courtesy. I think two out of the three reporters did. I think with Francia, you know, perhaps there was a misunderstanding. My chief of staff even apologized if that was a misunderstanding. But to stretch this to the level of attempting to picture our office as infringing First Amendment rights is just simply false.
Well, I just think even though there have been those meetings, I think it's clear that there are two very different versions of the story. And I don't know where the truth lies, Alderman, but I mean, just because I agree with you that the cameras are sometimes turned off, I just don't know what happened here.
Okay, and I'm feeling like the middle child here because I'm the one that has to say we are a minute and a half past news time, and that's a commitment we make to our audience. If you want to hang on, Alderman, you're more than welcome to do that, or you can come back at any time.
Yeah, no, up to you. Just want to just thank you for the space. First Amendment rights are important to us. People are welcome, including reporters, and I'm glad that we're able to clarify this misunderstanding. And I hope that I get an apology from Block Club, because indeed, this is two versions of the story, and there's only one truth.
Thank you, Alderman.